Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Hello, everyone. I just want to apologize. I forgot to mention that Friday I was not going to have my podcast. I was in a car super early in the morning traveling down the country to another state. So my apologies. But I'm back. And today was loaded in the readings. And the one part that really reached out to me, because it's actually coming to me through a lot of people, whether I am coaching you in a faith coach relationship or people are reaching out to me through social media. The truth. The state of your faith, the state of the world, of politics, of your relations, your relationships within your families. What is going on? How do you share truth? So I want to read the reading because the Alleluia just yelled at me. The Father willed to give us birth by the word of truth, that we may be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. That's loaded. Let me reread it. The Father willed, he willed to give us birth. So he wanted us to live. But it's not just birth. The Father willed to give us birth by the word of truth. Truth in Jesus Christ. Truth in the way that we should live. Truth in the fact that there is evil and there is good. Truth to be led through prayer with God. That we may be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Think about that. First fruits of his creatures. So let's go be fruitful and truthful to people around us. Let's not be afraid to speak truth. That comes not with just our faith, but that also comes around what is it that we are being shown is truth. Maybe you're questioning the shot. I do not call it a vaccine. Why? Because it's not. It hasn't been fully safety tested. You can see that on the websites. It is an emergency use only. No one really knows the impact and or the ingredients. So what I would suggest, if vaccine is a part of your truth and your research and your God-led decision, your personal decision for your body, I just ask, have you prayed through that decision? Have you done your research? So, for example, in this particular case, when somebody asks me, will I be getting the vaccine, quote unquote, I correct them and say it's not a vaccine. It's an emergency used, not safety tested, a bunch of drugs in some cases, depending on the pharmaceutical company you use. It has baby fetal tissue in there. And by the way, in order to get that fetal tissue, it is in the kidneys of the baby, and the baby has to be alive. Then you have mRNA, which is in the other ones, which is an uploaded program. It's not any kind of human-created biological anything. It's fake. It's in your body now, and it kind of alters your DNA. How do I know this? Because I've researched it. So if we go back to the truth that God has led me to, it's because I've asked Him, Lord, please show me the truth. And I have also prayed through fear. No decision any of us should make should be based on fear. So when people ask me, I say, no, why would I need that? There's a 99.98% survival rate. I also know that there are therapeutics out there that have been proven to work because I've done my research and I've looked it up. By the way, when you do your research, get out of Google. Everyone should be aware that we are having information suppressed, and you should be asking yourself, why? Why are they taking down things that go against what the news, quote unquote, as we also call mainstream media, is trying to tell us, fear-mongering us into these shots, telling us that we will not then get COVID, but you turn around and boom, you've got people all over the place who have been receiving both shots who are now testing positive. Do you trust the tests? I mean, all of this stuff that's going on, do you trust that we should wear masks? I'm not saying that there's not a virus out there, but is it as bad as people say? Yes, I know there are people listening to this who have actually lost family members. And for that, I am dreadfully sorry. But if you also look at the numbers, you will see that the death rate is lower than 2019 in 2020. And the flu's disappeared. Coronavirus is a flu virus. And yes, lots of people die from the flu, especially if there's pre-existing conditions. Maybe it's politics. Maybe it's the election that you're debating with people. Maybe it is about faith. Maybe you're questioning, or not questioning, but trying to help people understand that there is a God and there is Satan. And we have been slaved to satanic people in this world. Yes, it seems crazy. I will tell you, when I first was introduced to what possibly could be going on in this world by another very faithful Catholic, I honestly thought she was insane. And I could barely digest it. It's what we call cognitive dissonance. I didn't talk to many other people about it because I didn't want them to think I was crazy. So I did my own research. And yes, I got out of Google and I went to the search engine DuckDuckGo. And one thing led to another, but I prayed my way through everything. God, please lead me to the truth. Holy Spirit, please lead me to the truth. So now, today, I feel like I need to be that first fruit for His creatures. Why has He given me eyes not only to see life through the eyes of faith, but to not have fear and to see through the lies? Why? I don't know. I'm grateful for it. I thank Him all the time. And I do my best to guide people to go do their own research. Because we all need to take ownership of the decisions in our lives and how we're living our life. Another thing that I say, specifically around the vaccine, is I'm not afraid to die. I have no fear of death. Why? Because I'm reconciled to God. I believe in Jesus Christ and the church that He gave us and the sacraments that help me along the way, confession and the Eucharist. I believe in the relationship that I have with God and the supernatural answers that He gives me, right? For some of you, you may not know, I receive the whoosh, right? I get a physical supernatural response from God. Praise God for that. I don't know what, again, I've done to deserve that. But here's the problem. I can't give you a pill that has all the information that I've researched for the last year and a half. I wish I could give that pill, it would be red, to everyone so that they could see the truth. So I have to pray. Each person is in a different spot when they come to me with these questions or concerns. And some people haven't heard of other things. So I'm very cautious with not bombarding people with links and data and articles and things because I could go overboard. Remember, a year and a half worth of research I have done. It's just like if I learned how to speak Spanish fluently and explain to you how beneficial it would be for you to speak Spanish fluently as well. In my country, the United States, we have a lot of Spanish-speaking people. It could come in handy. I could help them out. I could maybe teach them English. I could be in international business, et cetera, et cetera. But I can't tell you, and I can't give you the language. You have to go through the process. So how do we be truth? Not seekers, but givers. We pray and we ask the Lord to give us the strength to have no fear, to go against people that we know who may be doctors, may be in certain roles in society who believe differently than we do. But we own our bodies. We own our faith. I don't look at man to save me. Just because the Pope says take the vaccine and your priest might be supporting the Pope doesn't mean you should. There's a lot of lying going on out there, if you do not think that we are in a war with evil right now, you are completely walking in the dark with your eyes closed. And I just ask for you to ask the Lord to open them and fast. Knowledge is power. The more you know, the more you can stop the anxiety and the fear, and you can stand up for your beliefs and possibly even help others understand the risks because you have no fear of their judgment. This is your life, your body. You make the decision, but take ownership and do your research. Don't take my word for it. That is not the point here. My point is to say, I wish I could give you all of the information that I've looked up. I wish I could pray for you. I wish I could help you through this process, but I cannot in so many ways. But I can encourage you to pray to God as you read everything, as you watch everything. Could this be true? And when you look at it through the eyes of faith and you look at the Bible, heck yeah. It is even more biblical, and we are living in those times. This is not a time to be scared. This is a time to have faith, to trust in God, to be grateful that you slowly but surely are being led to the truth. And if any of you out there have taken the vaccine and are going through, and I say vaccine in quotes because it is not a vaccine by definition, period. It's under emergency use. It hasn't been fully safety tested or approved by the FDA. But if you've taken it, don't have remorse. Maybe you had pressure from your job. Maybe your family was pressuring you. If you haven't taken the second shot, then maybe there's an opportunity for you to research now and pray through the second shot. Remember, no decisions made in fear. And you may be out of a job, and that's again another moment that you put your trust in God. Maybe a new job comes up with a company that won't force you to do something against your will or something to keep your job. And it's even better. You never know what God is going to do. But from here on out, I just want you to do your own research. Send me a note if you need to. I mean, I have so many things, but I don't have them sitting there just waiting to send out. I'd have to go search for some things. I might even point you just to a few websites where then you could go look at all the information that is there. But truly, truly, that is what I want everyone to pray about and pray through, is what is the truth? What is going on politically, medically, culturally? Can you see evil? Can you see the evil agenda destroying the beauty and the truth that God made man, woman, to join together, to have babies, to grow little Christ families? Satan came in and started destroying that with the feminist movement, equality, You're going to be barefoot and pregnant. One of the most important roles in humanity is a mother. And guilted, myself included. I never even had a baby. I never got the experience of having a baby grow inside of me, seeing part of me, maybe even part of my personality developing, to be able to impart my faith on a child so that they can live in this crazy world with love and peace. Yeah, no, never did it. Why? Because I bought the lie. I needed to take care of myself. I can't rely on a man. I need money, 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 money. Oh, and by the way, I love the power and prestige that comes with a chief information officer role in corporate America, being an executive. That, I bought it. I don't want to have a kid. It's only going to come in between me and my selfishness. I'll take birth control until I can't have any kids anymore. Really was until God said, get off of birth control. It's like a mortal sin. And I realized, oh my gosh, homosexuality. Now we've got this gender stuff going on. Critical race theory. 1619, the destroying of history and freedom and the God-given rights that we have here in America. And I know there are people across the globe that are listening to this. Sorry, I know you're across the earth. I don't know. It is time for you to make your own decisions and to stand up for the truth and to ask God to show it to you. Be confident. Be bold. Take ownership of your mind, your body, your soul, and your spirit. We have got to pray through this, everyone. This is God and evil. This is why it's a spiritual war. And when you feel that fear or you turn on that TV and, oh, the Delta variant, pray your way. First of all, turn it off. Pray your way through it and go look and into the stuff. Don't let people spoon feed you. Wrong information, lies, kind of brainwashing you into this fearful state. It's time to stand up for the truth and to live for God in no fear, speaking about Him as truth, but also living with Him so you can find the truth. Okay, I could talk forever on this. And again, this is not meant for anyone who has taken the vaccine. You may be all ticked off at me right now. Because maybe your doctor said you should and you did. Maybe your job said you need to and you did. My question is, did you pray through that decision? Did you do your own research or did you take what they said? That's what we're in right now. And just ask God to lead you from here on out. Because I think a lot of us forget to do that. Alrighty, everyone. Truth exists. Period. End of discussion. And the only way we're going to know it is by the Holy Spirit leading us. So let's pray today and every day as we walk through this life, making decisions, sharing God and truth to the world for the Holy Spirit to guide us and lead us every step of the way. I sincerely love you all. I am speaking from my heart, through my relationship with God, and through my beliefs that I truly believe He's led me to. I just ask you to do the same. And it's okay to disagree. because you are going to have people in your family on podcasts like me, people that you work with, people that you come in contact with all the time who are not going to believe or see things like you. But that's okay. You still love them and you pray for them. You do your best to share your reasons why, maybe even ask them why on their side. That's the conversation. And in the end, you love them and you accept them for who they are, where they are, and you pray. Alrighty, everyone. Have a blessed and inspired day.
This is Kevin O'Brien of EWTN's Theater of the Word. I'm excited also to teach middle school and high school literature, speech, and drama with homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. Your student can meet with me online for a live, interactive class. Whether you take apologetics with John Martinoni or grade school with Jackie De La Viaga or any of the other 400-plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, online Catholic learning for your homeschooling family is available for you.